latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Manchester United headlines. We'll start with the latest on Antonio Valencia. He could miss the upcoming derby against Manchester City. That could mean that boss Jose Mourinho could alter his side for the game against the local rivals. The 31-year-old doesn't return to Manchester until Friday, the day before the derby next week, as he is travelling with Ecuador to face Peru in a World Cup qualifier. Mourinho said on the club's website, "The day before City, we will still have Sergio Romero, Marcos Rojo and Antonio Valencia arriving. It will be a complicated process, but we know it is like this when we have these players. And I would love all of the players to go because it would mean that everybody is being selected for their national teams." As a result, Phil Jones, Matteo Darmian and or Timothy Fonsu-Mensah could make their first appearances of the season if Valencia is not ready to start at right back against City. Meanwhile, Bastian Schweinsteiger has unsurprisingly been left out of Manchester United's Europa League squad. The 31-year-old midfielder has been included in United's Premier League squad, so will be eligible for domestic fixtures. But the former Bayern Munich man will not be able to play against Feyenoord, Fenerbahce and Zora Luhansk in the group stages of the Europa League. Schweinsteiger is yet to feature under Jose Mourinho and has been training with the reserves. He was free to leave Old Trafford before the transfer deadline, but decided to stay and fight for his place. Finally, Academy boss Nicky Butt believes that Manchester United are slowly but surely improving their youth structure following last year's in-depth review. United were accused of taking their eye off the ball in recent years over young talent, letting Manchester City dominate. But Butt believes that things are improving. He said, "We are getting with the revamp. Slowly but surely, we have a lot of new people in new roles. That will take time to bed in. We had just veered off course a little bit," he said, "but we are now pointing back in the right direction."